We are Francis and Angela.
We're filling in for Mama this morning because, as you may have heard, she had a little fall last night. And no, we did not push her.
We did not show girls Mama.
First thing, we're so excited to be able to introduce to you. Joe Madison is here.
Hey.
Come on. The Joe Madison Show on Sirius XM. Thank you. So first thing you said to us.
Well, y'all pushed her. No, God.
We showgirled her.
I was looking for the two big white dogs.
I know, right? Max and Fred. Yeah, they're very hard to get on planes.
Yeah, I'm still taking hair off me from the clothes I wore.
Yeah, they're very...
They're the sweetest dogs ever.
They really are.
They're so sweet.
My wife won't let me have one. She won't even let me have a chihuahua.
Oh, You can't even get a chihuahua.
I can't even get a chihuahua.
You got to find something you can trade.
Yeah.
You know, some she wants that. You got to get a trade going.
Yeah.
After 40 plus years, there's nothing in my repertoire that will allow
that.
I've run out. I've run out of trade.
Maybe you could get like a doctor's note. You need a dog.
Well, you know, they say the longer you've been married, the bigger the diamond.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know,
I've been with my husband 20 years.
And the diamond gets bigger,
you
doesn't
know?
It?
No, I'm wearing a piece of black steel right here.
But you don't ever wear
it.
Because
okay.
You don't trust people.
Well, thank you guys for having me.
No, we were just talking about the RNC last week.
No, I didn't go.
No, see, you're like us.
I cannot, look, I'm going to be honest with you. I cannot interview people I don't respect and don't like.
Wow.
I agree.
So that's called principles, isn't it?
Well, it's too much lying that goes on. Mm-hmm. You know, and then they don't like facts. You know, and then when you throw facts out at them, they want to either double down, dismiss you.
Yep.
And, you know, the thing about SiriusXM that I now love about being on is that, you know, they're telling me I can be like Luther. You know, the character.
Yes.
Luther. Yes, yes.
With I can be like Luther with you know, a little bit more colorful.
Right,
exactly.
Right.
Be
exactly.
You.
You can be
preach.
You.
Tell
yeah.
it real.
And, yeah,
like, not have
yeah.
to candy coat it.
Use your voice.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Talk your, express your thoughts, you know. And because it's not a situation where somebody is sitting here telling you. And we have been in those situations. Mm-hmm. We all have been in those situations where it's like, that's not our politics. You have to be more middle of the road.
Well, you
have to be
have
more inclusive.
Yeah, I can be like Luther with Howard Stern language.
Yes.
That's what they told me. You know, they said, go ahead. I said, no.
No.
Really? I said, wait a minute. So y'all telling me I can really?
Real, for real.
You mean I can go?
Because I'm going to do it, and then I don't want to have a conversation later.
I can go to Detroit on them?
Yes.
You know, yes, he's from Detroit, too. We're from Detroit.
Yeah, yeah.
Bring it in.
And found out we didn't live far from each other.
Very close. Yeah. Same neighborhood. Same neighborhood, basically.
Well, she lived in North Rosedale.
Yeah.
I did live in North Rosedale.
It
gets even more compartmentalized.
North
it gets a little compartmentalized, you see.
There's this big street that divided those. My ex-wife lived in North Rosedale Park.
Yeah.
I moved to South Rosedale
Park. That's where it's real.
Got
that's
you.
Where
no, it's not.
I love people breaking up Rosedale Park.
No, by streets, by houses.
Warwick brought
it. She lived at the corner.
Warwick brought it.
They lived on Warwick.
Yeah, that's where
they lived on Warwick. Yeah. So anyway, everybody all over the country is probably going,
who, why
are they
talking about Detroit?
That's okay.
It's Detroit. You need to care. When there's a fight, you're going to want some Detroiters
but
on
no,
your side.
No, I did not go. And it, quite honestly, I think it, from what I understand, it's probably good I didn't go because I got to watch the craziness on television. But I have never in my life, and I've attended a lot of political conventions, I have never attended a political convention where it was gloom and doom.
Yes.
And I did not think, and what really upset me was, you know, again, nobody wants to see cops get shot.
No.
Nobody.
No.
We have policemen in our families.
Right.
You know, I always tell people, look, in the black community, when there's crime, who do we call? It ain't the Ghostbusters.
That's right.
You know,
right.
We call the police.
Absolutely.
And the problem we have is we don't know which police officer will show up. Is it going to be the one that shows up when the guy had his on his back with his hands up?
Yes.
And then tells us, well, I was trying to shoot
the autistic man.
The autistic man who had a white toy truck in his hand.
And here's my other thing. The guy is on the ground with his hands up with a bullet in him.
And tell him, don't shoot.
Sir,
still calling
why
you, sir.
Did you shoot me? And then they still handcuffed him.
And had the nerve to be, when he was asked, why did you shoot me? He went, I don't know.
That's right.
You don't know.
And he's a SWAT member.
Yes.
Isn't that a prereq before the shooting?
Yes.
Aren't you supposed to know why you're shooting before you do it?
And let me tell people something. And I learned this living in Detroit with when we were involved in incidents. And, you know, people understand this is not new.
No, this is not new.
This has been going on a long time. Mm-hmm. But I remember a police chief saying once to me, I had said, well, why don't you shoot him in the leg or why don't you shoot him in the arm? He said, look, let me just, he pulled me aside because mm-hmm. I was working for the NAACP at the time. And he said, look, we don't shoot the wound. That's TV.
Yeah.
That's in the movies.
Now, if you draw your gun.
We shoot en masse. We are trained to shoot to kill. And so I remember that when I saw that incident in North Miami. So, in essence, they were trying to kill the autistic guy.
That's what they say. You only draw your gun. You're drawing your gun to shoot it. You don't draw it as a threat. You don't draw it as a warning. But we're seeing that happen so much across the country. Like, why are you approaching a traffic violation with your gun out?
If you're gonna talk about a speech at a political convention, then talk about both.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all I'm saying.
No, they did not talk about both.
Mm-hmm. Because there are too many police officers that get shot. But my God, there's been an African American men and women shot every day for one a day.
Yes,
one
in
a
America.
Day
that's
in
right.
the United
there's
States.
There's been over
America.
400 this year.
Yes.
Absolutely ridiculous.
You know, how many days in a year?
There's 365 days in a year, and we're barely halfway through.
Right.
Yeah.
And they never mention one of those names.
No.
They never mention.
No.
Never
no.
mention. So I think that's why, you know, so when you go to do, like what you're doing now, they come in, you have to ask them that question.
Yes.
And you're not going to get an honest answer.
Right.
They're going to look at you and you know, and again, that I don't know.
Right.
And,
exactly.
You know, or they just outright lie.
Yeah, and I really am shocked by the lack of empathy, because in truth,
empathy is a good word.
I don't want to see anybody get shot.
Right.
You know, like that's my, I think it's a positive thing to be unshot.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, and so the idea that we can't have empathy for human beings who are being shot and have, whether they be cops or the people who've been shot by them, I have empathy. I'm unhappy. I'm angry. We need to Black Lives Matter this situation up.
Right.
Yeah.
But like, I don't want to see people get shot.
Yeah.
No, anyone.
See, that's the other thing that Black Lives Matter would, you know, if Giuliani sat down in front of me, I swear.
He was spitting flames coming out of his nose.
How dare you lecture me?
I know.
All these years I've been on this planet and I've only been one color.
Yes.
And you lecture me about how I'm supposed to talk to my son.
Yes.
And you've never have had to talk to your son that way.
I felt so disrespected.
Or your children that way.
You know, one of the things I talk about all the time is that, you know, you cannot outrun, out-earn, outpace being black. You cannot.
Mm-hmm.
I can't go home and take it off. I don't have a luxury.
The black police officer in New York was just shot by a white police, because he was off duty and he was mistaken. White police officer was pursuing some black person and shot him.
Yes.
And it's like, see, it doesn't. He's still black.
Well, the officer that was killed, God bless his soul, in Baton Rouge his last posting, he said he felt disrespected, you know, by one. The community looks at him when he's in uniform with suspicion, and then when he's out of uniform, when he also fears for his life. So I mean, it's an interesting situation, but it's changing, and
it
I think part of the reason is younger people. Black and white, because when you see this is what's so crazy about Black Lives Matter. Every Black Lives Matter demonstration I've been to, And it has and been as many white folk there.
Exactly.
Oh, do we talk about white families? Whole white with the little kids, everybody wearing Black Lives Matter shirt.
Yeah.
All of them. All of them.
That's our America.
Yes.
Things are changing. Things are different.
Yeah.
People, you know, we're part of the fabric of America. We're your friends. We're your family. You don't want, and people are like, I'm mad. I'm just as mad as black people.
Well, they go to school with them. They grow up with them. They marry them.
It's,
you know, anybody who has any other attitude is a Neanderthal. And so those days are over. Stephanie, all right?
Stephanie's okay.
Y'all sure?
Yes.
But
it was,
see, now,
it was scary to see, though.
I'm glad to see you, too, because I must say, I'm glad my wife is here. Is she looking at me out the corner of her eye? No, she's not. But we every day we're off in the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
We're off at 10 o'clock.
Yes.
So we usually get in after a post-production meeting. We're in the car, and I immediately turn. It's on my SiriusXM dial. And I immediately turn to y'all's show.
Aww.
And I have told my staff, I want y'all to listen to the Stephanie Miller Show and listen how these folks do radio and listen how they interact with each other. And
thank you.
I mean, honestly,
Mr. Madison.
That's all right. Y'all can give me the check.
Where can we find you on our dial?
We're on 126 Sirius XM.
Yes.
So we're just one up from you or down from
in the neighborhood.
In the neighborhood.
Yeah, you know. But I do. I mean, it's really unique the way you guys handle it. And where's Stutter and John? He didn't show up.
He didn't come. He's at home in his pajamas.
Yeah, that's too early.
But, you know, do me a favor. Tell him, quit begging about trying to get Hillary Clinton on. I heard that the other day.
Is he just begging?
Oh, God, man. Karen Finn.
Get some dignity.
Karen, when can you get... Look,
get some dignity.
Call me.
That's great.
I'll help you with that one.
Well, thank you so much, sir.
And Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Should she or should she not speak?
No.
I agree. 100%.
See,
she's quarantined. She got the norovirus for the Democrats.
Let me tell you, this is wrong.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell her when I see her. It's selfish.
Mm-hmm.
See,
Thank you.
The one that should say, I'm not, because all you're giving them is an optic.
That's right.
They're gonna eat this alive. She blew it.
Yep.
And here's a lesson. Y'all better quit putting everything in your freaking emails.
Joe Madison, I said, what have I been saying, Francis?
I'm like,
people, when you're going to understand, you cannot take pictures of your junk and email them. You cannot email anything. The minute you put anything on a device, it is open for the world.
They will find a way to get it. I can tell you, my wife tells me all the time, because we get getting letters, emails, mm-hmm. y'all get. And she, I said, well, I'm gonna get him. I'm going to get her. Get him. I'm going to get him. She said, no, just delete.
Yeah.
Just delete.
Delete.
You know, we all say things about each other.
That's right.
Guys.
No, just take your lump, say you're sorry, and get out.
But Debbie, don't do it.
Don't do
Debbie,
it, Debbie.
Don't do it.
Go
don't
home.
Do it. Go home.
It is 19 minutes after the hour. We got to go.
Joe Madison, thank you so much. Listen to him, please, on Sirius XM
channel
126.
And we'll play this on our show.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, we'll play it.
Thank you so much. Honor to meet you.
All right. Yes. My honor. Detroit.
The number here is 866-557-7377. We are Frangela sitting in for Mama here on The Stephanie Miller Show.